tenderness is a frequent theme that comes up in our worship life throughout the year. And this is especially true during Lent when, as we mentioned last week, we are honoring Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness. And we use this season to explore our own understanding and experiences of being lost in the wilderness. We often talk about wilderness as an individual experience, as something each one of us has traveled through in our lives, but in our own time, in our own way. Battling cancer or another illness, losing a loved one, a major life transition, a season of depression or anxiety. We know these wilderness experiences intimately. And what makes them even more painful is the sense of isolation and loneliness they bring. Surely I'm the only one feeling this way. No one around me understands. In these wilderness experiences, we often wonder how we will get through. The wilderness makes it so we don't know the way forward or the way back to where we began. Wilderness has this way of making us think only about what we can't have, what isn't there. We lose our sense of rootedness in place. We lose our sense of the passing of time. This metaphor of wilderness is one we go back to again and again each time we feel lost, alone, or uncertain. I have a theory that one of the reasons why hiking and camping in the wild woods is so popular is because we like to merge metaphor with real life and believe we can build up our resiliency in the wilderness. If I can catch fish in the river, or start a fire by myself, or summit the mountain, surely I can survive the next wilderness in my life that I find myself lost in. But our spiritual and emotional wildernesses call for different tools, skills we slowly learn, like patience and compassion, tenacity, the ability to slow down, and as theologian Anna of Arundel taught us, to do the next right thing. In the story of the Hebrew people in Exodus, the wilderness began not as a metaphor, but as the literal wilderness they found themselves in after fleeing from slavery in Egypt on their way to freedom in the promised land. Wilderness was the in-between time, when they knew they should be grateful to escape from slavery, but they were realizing how long the journey ahead of them still was. Realizing they weren't sure what that journey was going to look like or how they would get there. The Israelites thought that leaving Egypt would bring relief, but instead it turned into a choose-your-own-adventure book where every twist and turn they exclaimed, "Now what? What else could possibly go wrong?" This ancient story feels a little like the past week when what was a distant concern in another country and then another state quickly arrived in our homes, transforming the landscape of school, work, sports, church, and how we socialize. Just when we would absorb the new obstacle, another announcement would make us cry out, "What else could possibly go wrong?" Unlike so many other times in our lives, this is truly a collective experience. We are out here navigating the wilderness together. It may feel, as we're tucked into the privacy of our own homes, like we are alone, but every neighbor in every house and apartment, across every city and town in this country and in most parts of the world, is going through the exact same range of emotions, fears, uncertainties, and endless decision-making. We are journeying this wilderness season as the Israelites did, as a united people, united in our discontent and united in our wondering and our wandering, united in our hope that somehow we will make it through. In the Israelite story, when Moses asks God, "What should I do with these people? They're so thirsty out here in the desert that I'm pretty sure they're going to kill me." God reminds Moses that he already has the tools he needs to lead them to water, his staff. The same simple wooden staff Moses was holding when he first encountered God. The same staff he used to part the Red Sea and lead the Israelites to freedom. Moses already has what he needs to lead in this new kind of wilderness. And so do we. Those same tools we use that gave us resiliency in our private wildernesses are going to be called on in this collective wilderness season. Our compassion, our patience, our tenacity, our ability to do the next right thing. Each of us is equipped in different ways, with different skills and gifts that we have carried with us and will be put to use once more. So we need the person who has the energy to call family members and check in on them regularly. We need the people with the skills to coordinate efforts to feed our neighborhood kids. We need the healthcare workers for whom risking their safety to care for others is the vocation they have been practicing for decades. We need the leaders of companies and organizations who regularly make the hard decisions that no one wants to make to keep making those decisions, but this time for the sake of common good instead of for private gain. It's true that we have never been in this exact situation before, but we have been in the wilderness. We have been in many wildernesses. We just happen to be in this one together. When Moses took his staff and did as God told him, he brought people along with him, the elders of Israel, to bear witness to his actions. He did his ministry in the midst of his community, knowing that he couldn't do it alone, knowing he needed their witness and wisdom to help him lead. So none of us should be going at this experience alone. Connect with the people in your lives who give you courage and wisdom. Call upon the people who have your back to stand beside you as you lean into your gifts and call to serve in this new wilderness. Call on our elders, for surely they know what wilderness is and how to navigate through it. In this Exodus story, the wilderness is not over, but the Israelites' thirst is quenched. When Moses strikes the rock, water gushes out of it, and his people are able to drink. I love this image most of all. This is not magic, finding water in a rock. This is biblical science. Even the hardest of rocks contain life-giving water within them. What we need to survive and revive our spirits is already within us. We just have to find the right tool to access it. What we need is already present in our communities. So share your resources. Call upon past wilderness experiences to equip us for a time such as this. And dig deep within yourselves until the water rushes out. You are not alone. We are not alone. We are in this together, and God is here with us all, guiding us through this new wilderness journey. May it be so. Amen.